in general, the reason we're doing the meditation is to calm this mind down. And that is very easy to say. But when we actually do it, we find that it's not that easy. What we find is the mind is so hard to control. It keeps going into those thoughts, wandering off before we even know it. And then after a while we were drifting, and then we realized, oh, I'm thinking, and then you try to bring it back, and then you don't feel like it. You feel like staying in those dreams and things like that, isn't it? So these are the experience that we encounter in the meditation, and then it is your experience, isn't it? Nobody's experience. And meditation, not only that is to calm the mind down and build concentration and awareness, it's also to find out about ourselves. It's in the meditation, isn't it? We are somehow having to assume that, oh, this mind I'm thinking, that is my mind, isn't it? Of course it's your mind in the conventional reality, everyday reality. Who else it is? It's your mind. But when we say that in the conventional reality, it's just there. It doesn't go beyond that. Because if you try to investigate beyond that while you're meditating, is that you find your mind going here, going there most of the time, and then you can't control it. So now in meditation we try to investigate, if we cannot control this mind, whose mind is it? What is the nature of the mind, isn't it? So we seem to claim ownership on this mind naturally, and then we seem to have assumption that we control this mind, maybe to a certain degree, but in reality this mind is not easy to control. So in other words, the mind doesn't always listen to us all the time, even though we take it as our mind. So the car that you have parked there, that you come here, when you go back, you'll find it the same spot. It wouldn't move an inch, or not even a little bit, isn't it? Even when the wind, strong wind is blowing. Because we really have the ownership there. We say, leave the car stays there until we drive off. So that we assume is ownership, and that the proof of the ownership in the conventional reality sense. So then,